Hey.
Hello there.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm slightly nervous.
Slightly nervous.
A little bit.
Yeah. What do you think about open tabs?
Open tabs. Okay. So I guess we're talking about our browser.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Yeah.
Go in that direction. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So open tabs, as in a browser, I have too many. I have way too many open tabs. In fact, I have so many open tabs. I have an extension built into my browser to manage the open tabs. But all it does is it just puts the problem off until another time. So I just store them in this thing in the vain expectation that at some point I'll come back and look at them. And of course, I never do. And now my open tabs extension is, I don't know, about 8,000 and counting. So
8,000. So you keep all these tabs open all the time, or you?
Well, so this thing kind of puts them in a silo and remembers where they were, but they're never open. Actually, I have to go into that.
So it's kind of a like bookmarking history of tabs.
Yes. Yeah. And it's going way back into the dawn of the internet and stuff that I will never need and never look at. But I just use it as a refuse bin. I just, keep chucking stuff in there and it gets full up. So I make the hole bigger and then just keep throwing more stuff in and make the hole a bit bigger until there's no point in using it anymore.
But you've never went back through them, or do you once in a while?
So it's a bit like I now look at it with fear. Task of going back through it is like days of stuff. What I should probably do is just delete the whole tab thing, the extension, and just that'll get it to zero.
Then it's like, what's the point,
Exactly. It's a metaphor for life, Bob.
But how many tabs do you have open right now?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They got 8 over there. I've got another 8 over there. I would say I've got about 45, roughly.
I have two tabs.
One of them is this. You see, you've got a much more slimmed, dare I say it, stoic way of leading life, whereas I'm much more cluttered, it would appear. However, in my defense, almost all of the 45 that I've currently got open that haven't ended up in that extension, that recycle bin, that hole in the ground, they're actually useful. So all of the 45 at some point in the next few days, I will go into. So it's things like I've got Gmail open. I've got my website open. I've got a variety of different websites open. They're all things that
you don't turn off your computer. You just leave it on all the time. Does it remember the tabs?
Well, yeah. So I use that option when you shut down the computer, which says reopen everything exactly how it was. And that's not good because...
No, that isn't good.
Well, it is good in that I'm not consuming power, at least. That's the environmental side is quite good. But I'm just right back where I started.
I was going to say, then you waste a bunch of time figuring out where you were yesterday.
It's a first world problem.
And seeing if it's potentially important today.
Yeah, well, and none of it is important. I had this great piece of advice long before I got into web development. I had a job. I may have told you this before. I had a job, and in this job, there was lots of paperwork and, things that needed to be done for compliance and what have you. And on my first day at work, this lady came up to me and she said, you will create so much paperwork and it will just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And this mountain of paperwork will get you down. And she said, what you need to do is just throw it all away periodically, just chuck it in the bin. And she said, and she told me a story. She had this mountain of paperwork. She had not been told that it would build up. She had not been told to throw it away. And then one Christmas, she was going to take it all home to finally deal with this mountain of paperwork. And she was just about to leave the office. And the only thing that would cope with the size of it was a bin liner, like a trash liner, a plastic bag that wouldn't typically go in a trash can or something. So she filled that up, and then she thought, okay, great, that I've got it all, I'll deal with it at Christmas. And then she went to use the bathroom, and she came back and the janitor thrown it all away. And she panicked. I thought, oh, I'm in such trouble. You know, all of this important paperwork, all of these things, these tasks that I have to carry out. And then she went home at Christmas, panicked about it, worried about it, and then came back in the new year to discover the beautiful truth that nobody cared. And and all of this paperwork had been unnecessary the whole time. And it just took that, like, that mental leap to say, I don't care. And then she developed this philosophy, which was, if somebody sends me a piece of paperwork, I'll bin it. And if they ask for me, if they ask me for it back, I'll just say, sorry, I seem to have lost it. Can you send it to me again? And
if it's important enough.
Exactly right. So if somebody needs the thing that they've sent you, that they've offloaded to you, and they really need it back, then they'll ask for it a second time. And, you know, I'll apologize and I'll give it back. Well, I'm like that with tabs. I appear. I'm just building them up and worrying about them. And there they all are. And really what I need to do is, like you suggested, switch the computer off and come back with no tabs. It's a bit like that with my email inbox as well, I think. I need to get rid of the 400 email I've got in there at the minute.
Yeah, I think minimal.
So you weren't... That wasn't what you meant by open
tabs. No, actually, open tabs is good because I thought about open tabs and then I thought about open tabs. So I was actually thinking about two open tabs. Well, more than two, not actually two open tabs, but two quote unquote open tabs. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
When I said open tabs like in a browser, and you sort of seem to go, oh, no, not that. I then, my head immediately went to, oh, you mean like in a bar where you open up a tab and everybody, you know, has a skin full of beer and you...
Well, that's true.
I thought that's what you meant, but no, mean browser thing.
Well, basically, when you think about it, all open tab lead to horrible things. I mean, open tab in the bar... Open tabs in a browser. So, yeah.
I remember when Firefox, I can't remember which Firefox. Back in the day, the early days of the internet, I was, like everybody else, you know, using, I think it was probably Internet Explorer. Maybe it was version like 4 or something like that. And then Mozilla came out with their Firefox browser with tabs in it. And suddenly you could have like 2 or 3 things open at the same time. Because previously... If you wanted to have two things open, you had to open up two Internet Explorer sessions or Netscape Navigator or whatever it was called. And so you could only do one thing basically at a time. Mm. And Mozilla, which now turns out to have been a bad decision, Mozilla, because what you did, you laid the foundation for people like me to have 8,000 unnecessary things to worry about.
So do you have your tabs, not your bar tab, but your tabs on your browser? Now we're back to that, actually, or you were talking about. But anyway, across the top or on the side?
Okay, so, all right, there's a whole, I can never figure this out. So... I'm on the left at the minute. I've just recently installed, and it's not a new browser, but it's new to me. It's called Vivaldi, and it has the option to display them on the left, on the right, on the top, or the bottom. So, you know, the full range of locations. And I've ended up with them on the left, but I'm on a wide-ish monitor, like it's like cinema screen dimensions, you know, significantly wider than more or less every website would display it to you. So having them on the left is fine, but I've also got a laptop with a much more kind of 4:3 aspect ratio, and having them on the side there kind of eats into the screen estate. But I much prefer it. It was the Arc browser. I don't know if you remember when that came around. There was a browser called Arc that mysteriously kind of went away recently. I don't think they could make it work financially, but anyway, it's had a sort of new lease of life elsewhere with AI, and it was the first one that alerted me to the fact that you could have them on the side, and I really like it. I really much prefer it. If you haven't tried it, give it a
That's where I have them, on the side in in Brave. So they have them on.
Yeah,
because
that was
my
browser of choice.
I have some of my bookmarks on the top, so if I have open tabs on the top with bookmarks, it's ridiculous. There's too many things up there. I don't know where I'm at any given time.
It's definitely a modern problem. If you were to go back, like, I don't know, well, you could go back just 50 years, but let's say go to the Romans and say to a typical Roman, do you know what people are going to worry about in the future? And, you know, they're worrying about starvation and warfare and being hit by an axe or something. And people will be worrying about open tabs. And how many tabs they've got, and the Roman will scratch his head and look at you and just think, moron.
And people also, you know, on X and all those wonderful places, they wear it like a badge when they have a lot.
I've got loads more open tabs.
How many tabs do you have open? I have 150, and I swear people probably go and open a bunch just for they can get on the conversation and meet the next person.
Do you have to post screenshots to demonstrate your loyalty to the cause?
Yeah,
look, there exactly. They are. I mean, if you've got them, if you've got them aligned horizontally at the top, and you've got, let's say, I don't know, any number over 100, how do you even get the mouse to go? How thin is the sliver?
Yeah, that's insane. When I have a bunch open, and I never usually probably have more than, you know, sometimes I might have 30 or 40. And it's either because I've clicked on a link and it opened it in a new window and it kept
one
over there.
Yeah.
Which some of them automatically do. And I'll start looking over there and I'll just think, what is this? And I've forgotten. Oh, what was that? And then sometimes I've left something halfway done. And I think, oh, I was filling out that form. Oh, I kind of forgot about that.
It's like a whole different reality down there.
Yeah, it is.
But it is a good way. If you put them on the left, actually, to be honest with you, I've never put so many in the left-hand sidebar that they occupy more space than is available. I'm guessing it would start to scroll. I'm guessing, the tabs would go below the browser window and you'd have to scroll up and down. I think my new rule of thumb is if I need to start scrolling the tabs, I'm overdoing it. Rein in the tabs. Just do what that lady did. Chuck them in the bin and
because you see more of it than the little things along the top. You actually see all these things listed.
Yes.
And you might see something really weird that you thought, oh yeah, I did open that for a second. That was a mistake. Why did I leave that open? So
I definitely have like this ongoing quest to find the perfect browser. And that is part of it, is being able to wrangle tabs and things like that. Yeah. And so I've tried them all recently. You know, I've got a Mac, so I've got Safari, which there's so many of the things that I desire in terms of like Chromium-based extensions. They're not functional, but I've tried that. I've tried Edge. I've tried Brave. I've tried this new one called Helium. I've tried Arc. I've tried the Orion browser from Kagi. And in the end, I probably change about once every couple of months. I settle on one and think, this is it. This is browser nirvana. and then after a little bit of, you know, once I've become familiar and comfortable with it, some little grain of sand, some little mote will get in my eye and I'll be like, whoa, that's not good. They don't do this very well. And I'll go off again and I'll have a whole new session of trying to discover. And often I'll just go back to a browser that annoyed me in the past in the knowledge that it's going to annoy me again.
Yeah. And what I've noticed is that a lot of the sites I go to in Portugal here don't work in a lot of browsers. They're the strangest thing. One of the weirdest things it does, and I don't know if it's some setting, but it's when you're typing in something in the field, you type in the first letter and the cursor bounces over in front of that one. And you're like, whoa. So you have to actually type in something else and paste it in.
And really?
It can be very irritating. And then sometimes I'll open up another browser and it'll work, and sometimes it won't, or something else will go wrong. So
you start to type, but the following letter ends up being the preceding letter. So for example, if I typed in the word, the cursor just
pops over there. So if you're typing and you're not thinking about it, you look up there and there's absolutely nothing that makes sense in that.
The hysterical thing that just happened in my head, the example I was going to use of how that could go wrong was your name. And then it occurred to me,
that's true.
But that works both ways.
Abba.
It's palindromic, so Bob works. Doesn't matter if you type it left or right, it ends up.
And if you want to make it work, you have to type the letter and then move over, you know,
then move
it over
the cursor.
One, the okay. cursor over, and then type another letter and then move it. It's really weird. I don't know if it's something I absolutely have no idea, but you know. life goes on, so I just often cut and paste something.
Do you know what's really funny about that is I had a conversation with somebody recently, and we thought that the internet's become a bit of a boring place. Like, you know, I love stupidity. I absolutely love stupidity.
Yeah.
You know, not like harmful or anything like that, but I enjoy it when frivolous stuff happens. And so if I wouldn't wish it everywhere, but it would be kind of funny if somebody created, I don't know, an extension to a form plugin in WordPress or something like that, where that happened, that was the intended consequence.
Yeah, that,
okay. Every time you type, it's going to skip to some random part of the preceding typing and then just dump the cursor there. Let's just see how you cope with that.
Just let you type on and on and on. And
Yeah. And then you look at, you know, if you're one of those typers who looks down at the keyboard as you type, and then you look up and it's just a random selection of letters. that'd be great. There's so many technologies that you could disrupt for silliness, though. That's a great example.
Oh, yeah.
I've often thought that a menu, like a navigation menu on a website, wouldn't it be great if as the mouse approached, the thing that you were approaching just started to move away so that, you know, I don't know, you're going to the about link. And as you get closer, it starts to flee the place where it was. And so you move a bit quicker and then it moves a bit quicker. And then before you know it, you're chasing the about link around the page and you never quite make it.
I mean, there's been a few others I can't think of, but boy, there's been some weird things that have happened, and I'm not quite sure what's going on. So, you know, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it. I think, how can I just get this done and move on? So it's exactly what I do. But anyway, what were we talking about now?
Well, we were talking about open tabs. you started it.
Okay. So actually, I was thinking about open tabs because I was thinking about something else, and it led me back to that, which isn't actually open tabs in the general form of open tabs on a browser. It was something else, but that was scientists have tried to understand my thinking for decades, and they haven't been able to do so. I ramble a lot like this.
That's probably why
I don't talk a lot on podcasts. Because
you occupy on the Linnaean system of taxonomy of species. There's all of the different insects and plants and animals, and then there's just like a whole section with Bob. Just this one,
and no one dares go and do much with it. You know, they're hoping it evolves at some point, but there's little hope. No, I had this idea. We're kind of talking. You know, when you talk shit and you talk about shit, how different that is.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's like you can. So you have to be careful. You don't want to say, "Yeah, I'm talking shit." Here, I'm talking about shit, which is a very more generalized kind of weird way of thinking. But I remember that podcast we used to do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. And that was what? That was a shit show.
It was. And I've archived it somewhere. So I took the main domain down, but it's archived somewhere. I can give you the link if you like.
Yeah.
But it's there. It's still on the internet.
You know, I actually found out we had some fans. I think there were like maybe four of them I found.
Yeah, they were all my children.
Actually missed it.
And I paid them.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's but I was thinking about it, and why don't you describe what we did? I mean, what was the premise of it?
Oh, so the idea is very similar, it turns out, to what we're doing now. That so you and I, the first time you and I ever met was in a sushi restaurant in, I want to say, Porto, where you now live. And we sat next to each other and we got on like a house on fire. And we said, we should do a podcast. We should do a podcast with me and you in it. And then we couldn't come up with like a subject. So we just said, well, let's just talk shit. all the time. Okay, and that allowed us like the freedom to do whatever we liked. And so we started it, and the idea would be that one of us, like, we'd alternate. It would be you starting it one time, then me starting it the next time. I think we did about 18 episodes or something. And the opening line would be like, hey, and then I would go, hey. And then the person who was starting it properly would say, what do you think about? And then would say a word or a phrase or whatever. And the other person had no idea what was coming. Right. So a bit like you, just at the beginning of this.
Open sounds tabs. Familiar.
And then the other person is like then flailing around trying to figure out what the heck this podcast is going to be about. And it went on like that. And okay, so some people enjoyed that, did they? Okay,
yeah, that's great. And I know we talked about missing it, but you know, we have never really pursued it. So I thought, going back to open tabs, now let me think how I thought about this. So I thought about, or I actually mentioned to you, hey, maybe we should bring it to open channels like once a month, you know, just get on there and do that format because it's fun. It's kind of, you know, hopefully we can get more than four people to listen, maybe five or
well,
six.
Well, I could definitely increase the spend and get some of my friends.
And then but then I didn't really want to call it the shit show. So I went into my random thinking and I thought, well, open tabs, it's kind of like an open tabs is kind of the same way when you think about it.
Oh.
But it's weird. But we're not going to call it open tabs. I mean, we will call it open tabs, but it's not like some official name, but I was trying to think of a different name. And that's probably what I was asking at the very beginning. But I was so intrigued with browser tabs that we just decided to talk about that.
Can I just ask, did you let me know it was called that? Should I have known that already?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, I'm so
anyway,
sorry.
I thought about that. So
I have no memory. Yeah. You're going to quickly discover that my memory is amazingly bad.
Even though you told me
it was called Open Tabs, yeah. I had entirely forgotten that.
I didn't tell you that.
Oh, I see. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Well, I could lie and say I did and you think you forgot. But, you know, anyway, I thought it would be fun because we could do kind of the same thing, keep it a little bit around tech. Or we can actually drive it. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be about the open web, but it could be. I mean, in a sense, everything we do is one way or another part of that. So I thought of that. I thought one of the weird things I thought about was, so how would I do my sponsors in this show? You know, I mean, I usually drop an ad roll and I thought, well, would that make sense in the middle of our shit to actually drop an ad roll?
Yeah.
And it kind of has me a little bit, you know, thinking how would I do it? You know, I mean, we've got OmniSend, they have their great migration services for SMS and email. Then we have Woo, one of our sponsors, and, you know, for your e-commerce shop, they have all the stuff to make it flexible.
You just did the ads just then.
Yeah, well, wait, no, yeah, oh, that's true, you know.
I was thinking through how
I would do that, yeah. Oh,
that's how to do it.
Yeah, and we do have GoDaddy.
Oh, okay, GoDaddy. Have you done them all?
Check them out.
But I love GoDaddy and OmniSend and Woo. I love them all so much. Yeah. They're so good. Everybody should check them out.
Yeah, you should check them out.
Yeah, check them out.
You want to know their domain.
Look, you just co-opted me into advertising. What happened? I was taken over there.
Yeah. Oh, so you, maybe we'll do this once a month, you know, or
sounds
something.
Good to me.
Yeah. We can,
so same format then. You'll just drop something and we'll
grab take
it on
turns
about it.
Dropping something and we can take it whatever direction we want. Another thing I thought about would be fun is if we get talking about something and we don't really know what we're talking about, which is often the case when you and I talk.
Oh,
we could always open up AI and ask it and get some slop and share that, and then we could act like we know what we're talking about or actually share something that isn't correct. You know,
I think that's a great idea. We'll just have to heavily couch it in caveat the whole thing in. Like legalese talk. Like, these two people have no idea what they're talking about. Anything they say should be taken with a pinch of salt.
Well, we could actually, you know, as we're going along, we could pause and say, oh, let's see what AI says about this. And we could ask it right there and then, and we're not, you know, beating around the bush or anything, or we could just totally ignore AI
there's some fairly good comedy value in there. We get it to hallucinate some stuff and we talk about that. There's some new stuff that's just come out, like this it was 11 Labs this week. I think it was 11 Labs. It's a company that deal with like audio and voice and transcriptions and things like that. They've come out with real-time transcriptions. So it will, I think, 50 milliseconds latency, something like that. So the AI will follow along with what we're talking. So if we could somehow get that in the conversation, it would know. And then we could ask it and it would base what it says on what we have just said.
Yeah.
That would be kind of interesting. And then we'd get real-time slop.
Yeah.
real-time slop. Yeah. That's a great, that's what we should call this show. real-time slop. Oh, dear me. I've had far too much coffee already.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, cool. Well, that's, I think, what we'll be doing. You know, I'm trying to get back into podcasting a bit more here and conversational stuff. And this
lovely.
Is kind of stuff I love. We'll see if anybody actually, you know, tunes in. We'll have to send special messages out to our four fans. And
I was going to say we really should. I mean, what are you even doing listening to this? If you've got this far, I really think you need to think long and hard about what it is that your priorities are in life. go and have a long, hard think about what's important. And then come back episode number 2, which will be way better than this one.